You get out and you create a crowd. Yeah. And you push back on them. Yeah. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. And that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another installment of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Going to be a shorter than usual show this week. I am actually getting ready to go out on a last hurrah Labor Day vacation, leaving Friday, coming back Monday, spending time with great, great friends. John, one of my great listeners, I'll be spending time with him in the cornhole tournament. Hopefully we win this year. Got robbed last year, I believe. But anyway, hey, this week's show, it's going to be an abbreviated show, but it doesn't mean it's going to have less impact because they're coming after you. And I know you think they've been coming after you before. And what I mean by they, the government, is going to make sure that you get vaccinated. They tried to get you with prizes. We'll give you scholarships. We'll give you free beer. We'll give you a Krispy Kreme donut. We'll give you a chance to win $1 million. That didn't work. Now they're going to all the employers in each of our states. In the government, in the CDC, are telling our employers, hey, you need to put a vaccine mandate into your company. If anyone doesn't comply, they don't work there. That didn't work. Why? People are quitting their jobs. They're going places where there is no vaccine mandate. So they're running out of options. They came up with a winner this time because now they're going after our families and our children. And like one of my dear friends said today, follow the line of dead bodies and you will find me protecting my children. That is what this is coming to. Half of America has not been vaccinated. Half of America has. The unvaccinated are looked down upon. We are looked at as lepers. We are looked at as selfish people who don't care about the health of other people. There is a concerted effort by the government and the media to demonize those of us who dare think for ourselves and decide that I don't want this vaccine. It was no problem when you didn't get the flu vaccine. Nobody batted an eye there. But this virus, which has well over 99% survival rate, and let's be honest, it's a lot easier on our children than the flu is. There was no call for vaccine mandates or mask mandates when the flu season was raging. But now, you can't turn on the TV, you can't listen to the radio, you can't go on social media without being inundated with bogus ads telling you how safe and effective this coronavirus 19 vaccine is. It is an out-and-out lie. Every week, the efficiency of this virus or this vaccine continues to dip. It's almost as bad as Joe Biden's approval rating right now. I believe it might have been a month, maybe 6 weeks ago, they were touting it was 85 to 90% effective. There are reports now that it is 41% effective in preventing COVID. My immune system has a greater chance of preventing COVID in me than people with this vaccine. And also, my immune system does not need booster shots every 3 to 6 months to keep up that 41, if not lower, percent efficiency rate. But yet we are looked down upon. The vaccinated think they are so much better than the unvaccinated. I'm vaccinated. you are a threat to society, is what we're being told. If you are unvaccinated, you are a threat to society as we know it. As far as I'm concerned, the direct opposite holds true. We have no idea what is in this vaccine. We have no idea what the long-term effects of this vaccine are. Nor do we know if the vaccinated are causing these quote-unquote variants. A virus is going to mutate when it needs to. So if we are putting a vaccine in us that is causing this to mutate, first off, correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody out there has to know this answer, but when a virus mutates, doesn't it become more contagious but less potent? Everything I'm reading tells me that, yes, as this coronavirus 19, whatever, man-made, whatever, natural, you decide, as this thing mutates, it may become more potent. But as it mutates, it loses its punch, I guess would be the word. According to the CDC, which hasn't been right on anything during this COVID-19 quote-unquote pandemic, they say that it mutates and gets stronger. Somebody tell me, is that even possible? Because everything I am reading tells me the direct opposite. And now, of course, there's a new variant. It's not Lambda, it's Mu, or M-U. It's getting ridiculous. People are tired of this. You see, how it works is they're trying to scare us into getting the vaccine. You know, the Delta variant came out, and that scared everybody a lot, but it didn't get the amount of vaccines that the government wanted. So they came out with the Lambda variant, and that really didn't do much. People are like, okay, now they're coming out with the Mu or Mu variant. People at this point, when you're in the M of the alphabet, people are going to look at this like, okay, what's next? Because people are going to get this. You are going to get the coronavirus. If you have not gotten COVID-19, you are going to get it. And odds are you are going to do fine with it. I am the only person that I know that had issues with it. Everybody else, yeah, they got sick. But you know what? Every year people get sick. Every year somebody I know goes down with the flu. Every year somebody I know has a really bad cold. It sucks. It's a part of life. I happen to be the only one that really, really struggled with COVID. Why should I need a vaccine now? Obviously, the antibodies that the vaccine creates in the people that are vaccinated do not last long. Do you remember when they first started talking about the booster shots? They were talking about every 12 months. Well, then it dropped down to every 9 months. And then it dropped down to every 6 months. And now they're talking every 4 to 5 months, people need a booster. Listen to me, people. You cannot put that type and that amount of unnatural substances in your body without long-lasting side effects. We are natural. I mean, there's nothing about us artificial. Everything that we are, you can find on this planet, in this galaxy, in outer space. Everything we are made of is made of natural ingredients. Nothing is man-made. When you start injecting yourself with man-made, unnatural substances, bad things are going to take place. Cancers are going to form. Deformities are going to be common down the line. But yet we are being told that we need to inject ourselves with these unnatural, man-made, who knows what components, right now, every 4 to 6 months to keep up the antibodies. Where my antibodies, your antibodies, if you get COVID, last much longer, and they're all natural. There's no man-made antibodies in me. It's all natural. It's created by the human immune system. But yet we who don't get vaccinated, especially those of us who have a natural immunity now, those of us who have had COVID, and if you haven't had COVID, bless you. You're doing something right. But you're going to get it. But those of us who have had COVID, it doesn't matter if you were asymptomatic or if you were in ICU like me, and everything in between, you have antibodies. Those antibodies protect you. That's how our immune system works. When you start injecting an unproven, untested, quote-unquote, vaccine into your body that you have no idea what it is, it doesn't work as well. But we're called out. We're called out. Listen, if I went up to you and said, hey, you know, I was in the basement. I had these chemicals here. I've got some glycerin, some albuterol. I think that might be some type of cyanide. Anyway, I made this vaccine. I haven't tested it yet, but I think it's going to work against COVID. I beg you, I dare you to try it. And you would say, no way in God's green earth. Because it hasn't been tested. It hasn't been proven. You have no idea what those drugs are going to do to you. What's the difference with this COVID vaccine from Merck, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer? What's the difference? Because they're drug companies? How long have they been working on a vaccine for the coronavirus and can't do it? Now all of a sudden, magically, they're able to do it? It doesn't work like that. You just don't snap a finger. Oh, we couldn't do this for 20 years, but all of a sudden now the coronavirus is here, or COVID-19's here, we can do it. All right, let's give this to the people. No, we're not going to test it. No, absolutely not, because it's too much of an emergency. 0.002% of the people who have COVID could die from this. That's unacceptable. And let's look at that number. 0.002%, and I may be giving it a little. 0.002% of the people that contract COVID die of COVID. And that was unacceptable. There's no way we should allow that to happen. But we're up to, what, 10%, maybe more, 10% of the vaccinated people are getting sick with COVID and hospitalized. And well, you know, that's just part of the process of the vaccine. You know, it's not going to save you from getting sick. It's just going to stop the severity. So anybody in the hospital would have died within a day, right? Is that what you're telling me? Because the severity of it is you are sick enough after the vaccine to be in the hospital. So if you weren't vaccinated, according to their logic, that was such a strong strain of COVID, you would have been dead before you woke up. You wouldn't even know what hit you. Why is it 0.002% of the people who contract COVID and die is unacceptable? We have to do something. But 10, 15, 20, 25% of the vaccinated, and I want you to hear that, vaccinated, the vaccinated people, 20 to 25% of the vaccinated people can catch that through what they call a breakthrough, and that's a fancy word. A breakthrough makes it look like it's just a rare incident. Breakthrough means one got through and then they all got through. That's a breakthrough. You look at a castle siege in the Middle Ages. You broke through the castle walls. You had one or two guys break through the castle wall and then the whole army went through. That's what a breakthrough is. But they're calling them breakthrough cases, trying to lessen the worry. You have 25% of you who are vaccinated that are catching COVID. But that's acceptable. 0.002% of the people dying is unacceptable. People are starting to not realize and forgot what a vaccine is. Let's look at the polio or the smallpox vaccine. When people got the polio and the smallpox vaccine, did people say, well, you know, he died of polio, he had it. That's just part of the vaccine. That's just, you know, people are going to have a reaction. People, it's just not going to work on some people. No. Polio was eradicated. Polio is nothing anymore because we developed a vaccine to defeat it. This is not a vaccine. I don't even know what to call this. This is not even a good over-the-counter drug. Because if I'm taking an over-the-counter drug to prevent myself, hell, the flu vaccine is even more potent than this. Right now, 41%. And let me just tell you this. They're putting all of these unvaccinated, quote-unquote unvaccinated people in the death column, even though they've had one shot. Well, they haven't had their full regimen of shots, so therefore they're unvaccinated. I'm sorry. if you've had a shot, you still should have some sort of protection, right? If it works, right? That's just how I'd think about it. But that's not the case. See, the numbers are being skewed. They can't. They don't want to tell you that it's well over 50% of the people that have had the vaccine, well over 50, are getting sick with COVID. And there's reasons for that. A, the vaccine doesn't work like we were touted it to be. You know, when we first got the vaccine, remember? Remember when you first got the vaccine, take your mask off. You're free again, right? Well, then it was, oh, yeah, the vaccine, this Delta variant, I don't know if the vaccine's that potent against it. Wear a mask when you're indoors. Now, masks everywhere. Everywhere you go, you're wearing a mask, vaccinated or not. You have New York that's asking for, if you want to be in a building, you have to be vaccinated. Why? If you're vaccinated, you can still get the coronavirus, but more importantly, you can still spread the coronavirus. So what makes the vaccinated that much more special than those of us who are unvaccinated? Again, you're vaccinated. You can get COVID. You can get put in the hospital and you can die of COVID. Even though you're vaccinated, you can get COVID. You can get hospitalized and you can die of COVID if you're unvaccinated. Now, you'll have your vaccinated people come out and tell you, well, I have a higher chance of survival. Why is that? Is that true? Because the numbers from the get-go have been skewed. We all know that. And if you can't deny or if you can't accept that and you're denying that fact, you've got the blinders on. We know the numbers have been skewed. We know they were giving hospitals $39,000 for each patient they said died of COVID. People were dying of self-inflicted gunshot wounds, motorcycle accidents. They were labeled as COVID. COVID made them do it. COVID was really affecting the way he was able to drive that motorcycle, and therefore he died of COVID. You may have died with COVID, but you sure as hell didn't die of COVID. We know the numbers are skewed. The CDC was busted in Florida for skewing the numbers. Why would they skew Florida's numbers? Why? Because Governor DeSantis opened the state up and said, we're not wearing masks, business as usual, go live your life. So, because the CDC has turned into a political organization instead of a Center for Disease Control, they went about and inflated the numbers of Florida COVID cases to make it look like, look what happens when you don't follow our guidelines. They got busted. They got busted big time. But nobody seems to care. The mainstream media didn't talk about it. Those of us who actually go beyond the mainstream media, and, you know, we are ridiculed, and I get ridiculed all the time on social media because I'm done. I go at these people. When you start mocking people that are not vaccinated, I go right back at you now. And all they do is regurgitate the left, the media, the CDC. They don't look outside the box. They don't realize that ivermectin is actually a legitimate medicine. Let's get into ivermectin. Now, back in January of 21, at my workplace, we had two people come down with COVID. Right around those people, because I'm very close to the people I work with, talking to them all the time. The one guy, yeah, he was pretty, he had COVID. I mean, there's no doubt about it, complaining of a sore throat, body aches. And we're like, why are you even freaking here? Oh, I'm fine. Whatever. But once we found out that those two and another person that was with us got COVID, once we found out that those people had COVID, I had a great, not going to give his name, not going to tell you who it is in case somebody that shouldn't be listening is listening and wants to turn him in. I had a great person bring in a whole box of ivermectin. And I'm looking at this, and on the box is a picture of a horse. And I'm reading this, and it says, not for human consumption. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, what are you giving me? And this person is like, look, This is what they've been given in India and Australia, and it's working tremendously. They don't want you to know about it because it's $2.50 a tube. Not $250, $2.50 a tube at Tractor Supply. He bought like 60 boxes of 1,000 milligrams apiece. He asked me, how many people you got in your family? I told him. He says, here you go. At the first sign of symptoms, take it. He says, you've been exposed. Take it now. Take one now, take one tomorrow morning. I did. It said sour apple. I love sour apple. Let me tell you, horses' taste buds must be different than humans, because that was in no way, shape, or form sour apple. But I choked it down, and I didn't get COVID. I should have got COVID, but I didn't. Now, come March, when I was on my way to Florida and was in a van with COVID-positive people, I didn't have any ivermectin. Never even thought about it. And I got it. I got COVID bad. Everybody got it because nobody had ivermectin. So we had a guy come in the other day into work, and he's sitting there. Oh, man, I don't feel good. I'm like, are you okay? He's like, oh, man, I don't feel good. I'm getting a fever. I'm getting body aches. I'm like, oh, geez, this guy has COVID. I've got a technician sitting in his car. I have been talking to him face to face. Son of a bitch. So he leaves, and I say, who has ivermectin here? And one of my techs had ivermectin. I took a shot of ivermectin and choked it down again. Never got it. He called back 2 days later because he was supposed to come back for an appointment. He's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know I tested positive for COVID. You guys need to get tested. I'm like, I'm fine. I took ivermectin. Oh, my God, don't take that. That's horse medicine. What are you doing? And that is how it is perceived. Let me tell you about ivermectin. Because a lot of this you will not know. You're not going to hear about it on the mainstream media. You will not hear about this. Let me tell you about ivermectin. Because right now, there's a full-on war against ivermectin. The FDA is telling people not to take it because it's quote-unquote dangerous. And the media is portraying it as horse medicine. It is used as a dewormer or parasite remover for horses. But here are the facts. Ivermectin was isolated from soil bacteria in Japan 40 years ago by Dr. Satoshi Amura. It has been prescribed nearly 4 billion times, here's the key, to humans since 1987. This horse medicine has been prescribed 4 billion times to humans since 1987. It has saved millions of lives from parasitic and viral infections. Dr. Amura, he won the Nobel Prize for it in 2015. He didn't just win a Nobel Prize because he's Dr. Amura. He won a Nobel Prize for his ivermectin medicine discovery. It is listed, and here's the big thing. The CDC, the FDA, the World Health Organization is telling people do not take ivermectin. It is a horse medicine. It is listed as one of the World Health Organization's essential medicines. They know that it is given to humans around the country. Granted, most of these countries are third world countries where they're not as quote-unquote technologically advanced as us. Maybe we're a little too far advanced for our own good. Ivermectin has antiparasitic, antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and anti-cancer properties. It is, and here's the big one, it is safer than aspirin. Now, if you have a heart condition, if you have any type of medical condition, what does your doctor say? Just take a couple aspirin. Those are fine. Ivermectin is safer than aspirin. It is easy to get in many. You can go to TSC and you can get it here in America. It is easy to get in any or many countries without a prescription. Now, here's the big one. Tests have proven It is 86% effective for the prevention and 72% effective for early treatment of COVID-19. Now, that is according to real-time meta-analysis of 63 studies. The countries that have adopted ivermectin for prevention and early treatment have seen dramatic drops in COVID-19 cases and deaths. Ivermectin is not patented, and it's inexpensive. Well, it used to be. Now they see, oh, this is in demand. We're going to jack the price up. In February of 2021, former patent holder Merck said there is no meaningful evidence and, quote-unquote, a lack of safety data on ivermectin for COVID-19. That is according to company scientists. But again, it's one of the safest medicines in the world, prescribed 40 billion times over 40 years. In June of 2021, Merck secured a $1.2 billion deal with the U.S. government to test a new patented oral drug for COVID-19 called Molnupiravir. I think I screwed that up. Ivermectin is sold as medicine for livestock. Yes, that is true. It is available at farm and feed stores like Tractor Supply, but it's also available on Amazon. The reason people have resorted to taking ivermectin is because it is not easy to find a doctor to prescribe it in the U.S., and even if you do, some company pharmacy chains are refusing to fill the prescriptions. Recently, I just read an article by the illustrious ABC 12 up here in Michigan that said 63% of the poison control cases in Missouri are from people that have taken ivermectin. And you read that headline and you're like, look, it's not safe, it's not safe. That's what headline readers lead. That's what they would take out of that headline. However, if you read the article, 63% of the calls at the Poison Control Center, yes, maybe from people who have taken ivermectin. They are also people that have taken well above the recommended 250 milligrams of ivermectin at one time. But what the article and what the headline doesn't state, you actually have to read the article. It states that nobody was seriously ill, nobody was hospitalized, nobody died, and everybody recovered by the next morning. But they're going to make that sensational headline. 63% of all poison control cases in Missouri are from people who have taken ivermectin. I've mentioned it to you before. Hydrochloroquine, ivermectin. The reason they were ridiculed from the beginning is because if they were proven and it was told to the people that, yes, they are used in the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the vaccine would have never come to fruition, because you cannot make an emergency declaration vaccine if there is another drug on the market already. We had two of them, but they're going because they're cheap and they're readily available. The big pharma, the pharmacy companies, the pharmaceutical companies can't make billions of dollars that they've been making already because they don't own the patent to ivermectin, nor is ivermectin hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per dose. It's $2, maybe $4 a tube. It's a cheap, reliable, and successful treatment for COVID. We as a country need to stop, take a step back. There is a war in this country right now, and it is the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. We need to stop fighting one another, and we need to start looking at who is perpetuating this hatred. That looks squarely into the soul of the government and the media. Once we realize that we are being played against one another, we can come together. We can come together as one, and we can fight against this evil establishment, which is the mainstream media and our government. Our government is out to divide us. And they're doing a good job. There is a concerted effort to try and demonize those of us who have been unvaccinated. And honestly, if you are still unvaccinated to this day, kudos to you. Because the pressure on you is overwhelming. But you're staying strong. Continue to stay strong. Because the division, the fighting against us is going to increase. And it's now going to include our children. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how and what is going to happen to us if we refuse a COVID vaccine. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. You have to stay with me and listen to this next segment, because if you have a family, it will affect you tenfold. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
The Stuff of Nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right. They've tried to divide us. They have tried to wage a war against us, and it's not working. People are fed up. So now they've gone low. I'm going to read to you, and this, I got this from another listener, but Sean Ryan just sent it to me and said, "What the hell, Tom?" Essentially. Sean, I hope your thing in Wisconsin, the mask-free of Wisconsin, is going well. And he is running a great, great thing there that they are actively trying to recall the school board in Wisconsin Rapids. And we need, if your school board is mandating masks, if your school board is mandating critical race theory, you need to recall them. You need to get them out of there. And this is why it's so important that you know who you're voting for on the school board. You can't just fill in the blank, fill in the blank, fill in the blank. You got to know what these people stand for. But this is from the Allegan County Health Department. And listen, I got this a little bit ago, about maybe 5 or 6 days ago. And this is a warning notice. Now, there was a lot of, controversy as to whether this was legit or not. Going through, talking to people, I've got listeners in Allegan County, it looks like this is a legit letter. I want you to listen to this, because this is scary, because now they're going after your kids. So, this was dated August 27th. 2021, dear parent guardian of blank, the Allegan County Health Department has become aware that your son/daughter is a close contact to a COVID-19 positive individual and has determined that he/she is a carrier. As defined by Michigan law of COVID, SARS-CoV-2, Michigan law defines carrier. I don't remember this law, but let's talk about that. Michigan law defines carrier as an individual who serves as a potential source of infection and who harbors or who the health department determines reasonably believes to harbor a specific infectious agent or a serious communicable disease or infection, whether or not there is a present discernible disease. I don't remember that law, but okay. Oh, there it is. You are hereby notified. This is continuing the letter. This is a letter a parent got regarding their child. You are hereby notified that you are required, and it's all italicized, you are required to cooperate with the Allegan County Health Department in efforts to prevent or control the transmission of this serious disease or infection. If you fail to take the action prescribed in this warning notice, the Allegan County Health Department shall petition the circuit court to seek an order to compel your compliance, which may result in you being taken into protective custody to protect the public health. You are further advised that, except in the case of an emergency, that you have a right to a hearing before the court issues an order, at which time you may be present. You may cross-examine witnesses, and you may be represented by an attorney. If you are unable to afford an attorney, the court shall appoint one for you. Should any non-compliant behavior create an emergency situation where he/she becomes a health threat to others, an immediate court order shall be sought pursuant to Michigan law, MCL 3, I can't even read that, 333-5207, I think. Upon issuance of this court order, he/she may be taken into protective custody to protect the public health. In such an event, you will then be afforded the opportunity for a hearing in circuit court within 72 hours, excluding Saturdays and Sundays and holidays. Ladies and gentlemen, your child tests positive, or not even test positive, I should say. Let me rephrase that. Your child was around somebody that had COVID-19. In Allegan County, you're a criminal. You are going to be brought to the court if you don't comply with their orders. Whose orders? The Allegan County Health Department? When did they create law? Because, again, these Michigan laws I'm not really familiar with. Apparently they are on the books, but good luck enforcing them. They are coming after your children. Nothing else worked. They know that we who don't vaccinate, who don't believe in the vaccines, are family-oriented. We are down to the earth. We are, I don't even know what you call us anymore. I don't want to say good old boys because Joe Biden's a good old boy and look at him. But they know, the government knows that our heart is our family. We would do anything for our family. So they're going to come after us, our family, take away our children, take us away from our children in order to get us vaccinated. Look at the case of the Chicago mother who lost custody of her son. She couldn't see her son because she was unvaccinated. What judge has the right to determine whether a mother sees her son, whether or not she's vaccinated or not? There is no judge on this planet that can do that. Again, you're vaccinated. You can still get it. You can still spread it. If you're unvaccinated, you can still get it. You can still spread it. What's the freaking difference? What's the difference now? The argument that the vaccines protect you from getting sicker, that protect you against hospitalization, they're moot because it's proven that they don't. It's proven that the people that have had COVID in the past have more resistance to COVID than those of you who are vaccinated. But we're going to listen to the media. We're going to listen to the government telling us that we have to get vaccinated. We have to get vaccinated. It hasn't worked for them. Not nearly enough people have been vaccinated. So now they're going after our families. And listen, I am probably the most nonviolent man you will ever come across. I get hot and bothered on this show, and it's behind a microphone. I hate confrontation unless I need to be confronted or I need to confront you. My ideal place would be to have a cordial, civil conversation with you. Those days are gone. You start breaking families apart. You start separating mothers and fathers from their children. You start taking children away from their parents. You want a civil war? That is how a civil war starts. Millions and millions of Americans are hardworking, family-loving people who chose to not get the vaccine. It's not the end of the world. We didn't do it for the flu. We didn't do it for Ebola. We didn't do it for SARS. Why do we have to do it now? SARS had a much higher death rate. We didn't go through this. What's the end game? What's the government trying to do here? I can only tell you what I think. And if you are pushing a vaccine that hard, where you have to threaten to take away parents from their children, jail, imprison the parents, or take the children away from their parents, this has nothing to do with public health. This has everything to do with, we need you to get the vaccine. Because if you are one of the chosen few who can't accept this vaccine, where their body shuts down, I believe this is a population control thing. I'm going to go out and say it. I know it's way down that rabbit hole, but what is the end game? Why is the government trying so hard to get us vaccinated when every other virus, every other pandemic that they thought was coming to the States, we didn't bat an eye at? But this one, which has a 99% chance of surviving this, why this one? SARS. Remember SARS in the early 2000s? That had a much higher death rate. We didn't look at that. I mean, where I am, SARS was not even a blip on the map. But now we have cities and counties in our state telling us, look, if your child comes in contact with a COVID-19 positive person and you don't report that child, you're going to jail. You will be on trial. You will be separated from your children. If you don't get vaccinated, a judge may separate, may just slash your parental rights from that child. What have we become? Are we going to let this happen? I mean, honestly, this may be the best thing that ever happened. Because you start threatening to take children away from their parents and parents away from their children, maybe that will wake the sleeping beast. Japan awoke it in World War II. Is the Biden administration going to awake it in 2021? That is the question. What is your breaking point? If the government comes to take your children, are you going to let them take them? Are you going to fight back? Because it's going to get to that point. All right. I said I was going to cut this one short, and I'm going to cut this one short. But I want to let you listen to our newest song, 80s Kid. If you grew up in the 80s, you have to listen to this song. This is Multiple Myselves and Tommy's V, 80s Kid. Go on Spotify, Apple Tunes. Promote us. Share us. So loud that it's blaring. All the people looking at me and I'm just not caring. Over there is a dude with the members only coat, and he's looking like a faggot with that scarf around his throat. Prince came out with a song that he just called Kiss, and he sounded like a girl, so don't you try and guess. Go get me a can of fame.
dinner with your little boy as he moonwalked to the store and got numb and joy. A girl walks up to me and says, "You're cute." I said, "Is it me or you smelling my boot?" She asked me if I had any Cabbage Patch Kids. I said, "Nope, if I did, he'd look like a gremlin." She asked me if I wanted her strawberry shortcake. I said, "Yeah, I'm missing you just like John Wayne." Bombs ain't Helen erupts. John Lennon is shot. Pac-Man is sucking quarter space. Invaders is hot. There's a music channel everybody's talking about. And a miracle on ice making everybody shout. Working Mindy's a pair and Alf just came from space. Different strokes taught us all how to deal with race. The 80s were the best music that we ever had. Just ask Michael Jackson because he's bad. George Bush is next. Here comes Clinton and his little game of Monica sex. Big Brothers, listen, probably not something I should say, but I hope it was worth that DJ. Worldwide Web comes out. Mr. T is hot. Michael Jordan is a rookie. Ronald Reagan is shot. Post-it notes are invented, so is the mobile phone. Everybody's telling E.T. to go home.
Grabbed my Walkman, popped in a cassette, walking to school, listening to Little Red Corvette. Trapper Keeper in my hands, watch on my wrist. I hope I did good on my test so I can get a scratch and sniff. This girl in the hall, she's got a Teddy Ruxpin. Never liked that thing with his eyes and evil grin. Walked up to my friend, he's got a Rubik's Cube. My eyes bulge, Joel drops as it beats it too. The girl of my dreams, go fire, hair is so high. You gotta tease her hair with Aquanet until it's dry. I walk up to her, said I'll be a munchy G. She says, "Why's that?" I say, "I'm also soft and cuddly." Sitting in class, not listening, I'm not sorry. I can't wait to get home and play my Atari. This is a story of how my days would start, so let it be known, I'll always be an 80s kid at heart.
Multiple Myselfs and Tommy V. Share it, download it, buy it. Paranormal Patriot, we'll talk to you next week.
Rider hit the tube as a talking car. Simpsons show came out. Who'd have thought they'd go this far? Cinderella the band came out and rocked the show. And they had better hair than most girls that you know. Global warming was acknowledged as just more than a thing. And We Are the World, the stars came out to sing. Bill Gates came out with a thing he called a PC. And we all know the rest is history.